Gemara Perek Vav Mishneh Hey. Kol ho asurim al gabi ha-mizbeach. We had protim in Esnan Mechir Kel of the last few Mishnayis, but really the Perek started with the concept of kol asurim al ha-mizbeach, and the Mishnah listed off a whole bunch. So now let's go back to all those cases and putting them back into a klal. Kol ho asurim al gabi ha-mizbeach v'lodeseh mutarim. The vlodos of those behemoths don't have the paslus, the psulaguf of the mother. However, vlad treifa is not so poshut. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, lo yikr al gabi ha-mizbeach v'chomim yikrav. Here's a machloikis. The mother became a treifa after the ibur. So Rabbi Lezer holds that the ubur is considered one of the evorim, ubi yerechimoy. Smela, when the mother becomes a treifa, the ubur is chal on it a shame treifa. The chum hold no, we don't hold ubi yerechimoy. Al kopanim, we don't hold ubi yerechimoy insofar as the shame treifa on the vlad is concerned. And memela, the vlad is not a posel betreifas. Now the truth of the matter is that we had a din that the vlad of an esnan umechir, even if the vlad is kulay a product of a mother, which is the esnan umechir, the halacha is that heim v'loy vlad esem. What we have over here in the Mishnah, that kol asum agabi mizbech vlad esem utarim, the Gemara explains, because the psul is the mother, but there's also the zocher, which the vlad is noitzem and azocher min anakeva. So this is what we call beloshen ha-chazal, zevzeh garim. That means there's two causes to the creation of the vlad, the zocher and the nekeva. So whenever something is created by two causes, we don't see it in carrying over the paslus of the one cause. This is called zevzeh garim muter. However, the Gemara explains, the Rav brings up a kitzer, is that what happens, let's say, by the psul of roiva v'nirva, in the case of Nirva, behemoth that was Nirva Yidei Odom, that we had in Mishnah Aleph, in that case, if the Reva was Bo'al HaBehemoth, when it was already Mu'uberes, he's considered Heyois the Behemoth, the Vlad, is Uba Yerachima of the mother, so we see the Reva being Bo'al on the Behemoth of Ha'uba B'Zoicha is part of the Maisa Nirva. So Mele Avada becomes possible B'Psulaguf. That's one Nakuda. Vlad Treifa, there's a whole sugi in Chulin, Dafnun Zayin, Dafnun Ches, could be that a behemoth shenitrefa can't become, heyos, the behemoth is already not healthy, can't be that the animal could become mi'uberes and give birth. Lamaisa, the maskon of the Gemara is that Treifa any eledes. And Mamela, we have to be talking about b'metzias where the behemoth became mi'uberes before the nitrefa. And the shaila is then thereafter, if the behemoth became a nitrefa, if the psul hatrefus was chal on the vlad, the way we explained it, the machlokes is whether uba yerechime or uba lav yerechimoy. Mashenken, if we would hold like the sheet in the Gemara over there in Chulin, that holds that trefa misaberes uviyoledes, then we don't have to come onto that hesbah. Because if we would be able to learn that the behemoth became nitrefa before and it was misaba afterwards, so then the bira machloikis is that the behemoth was misaberes, the vlad was noitzer from a trefa, but from a zocher that was not trefa. So there we would have the same machloikis, and the machloikis tanoim that's mavur in the Mishnah is whether zevzegarim is also a mutter. So we can use the same lambdas that we explained before, legabi vlad, and we can use that also, legabi vlad of nirva, and we can use that same hezba, legabi vlad treifa, if we say that a treifa can become a saberes violetus. But the way the Rav explains it is because the maskonas agamor is that treifa ena misaberes violetus, and therefore the machlokes has to be whether the behemoth became a treifa after it was already a mu'uberes, and then the shal is whether the event hamatrifo as a behemoth is chal on the vlad also, and the shal is whether ubi yerechimoy or not. Now the Mishnah goes to something else. Reb Chanino ben Antignus Oimer. And this is really not related to this halacha, but it's related only to when we're talking about vlad treifa, so he adds another knech. Kshero shi yonkum in a treifa, behemoth that's kshero, that was yoinik min ha-trefa, psulim al-gabi ha-mizbeach, the cholov that the behema was yoinik min ha-trefa, is not completely consumed and absorbed and digested in the system until 24 hours later. So memela, on that day, the behema ha-ksheri, even though it's ksheri k'shalatzman, but it's kayom mikoicho shalatrefa. Santa aloha. The way we just explained it, the Rav brings from the Rambam, the other Rishonim, Rashi, other Rishonim that hold, that we're talking about a behemoth that was yoinik b'chol yoimin ha-trefa, so its whole kiyum, its whole sustenance, is only from a behemoth trefa, so it's also b'chol eifin. Kol ha-kadoshim shenasu trefa, ein poidin oiso. Any kodesh, again, this is a hemshech of behemoth shenit trefa, so we're saying another halakha, any behemoth that became a trefa, doesn't have pidyon because the pidyon of, we're talking over here about the pidyon of a behemoth with kedushas haguf that became a baal mum and now it can have pidyon and yiroh actually already became a baal mum, so you don't need yiroh actually stavu, but it's yoytzei l'chulam with the din of psulam hakdoshim, it's also because of avodah and so on. The halacha is that needs that pidyon of a behemoth with kedushas haguf needs vehemet oisel lefnei hakohen, needs hamodah v'harocha. The Pasha B'chukhoise says that it needs to be oimid b'fnei ha-koyin. And Memele, if it became a treifa, since it's not roi l'achila, we don't see it as roi l'achila. And the whole din of the behema is to have a pidyon because it's roi l'achila. Remember, that's also b'gizav avayit. So what is it oimid for? It's oimid l'achila. But a behema shenitufo is also l'achila. So Memele, there's no p'diyo. Shein poidin sakadoshim l'achilin l'aklovim. The pidi has to be almanas that it should be eaten, not for any other purpose. Over here, the behem shenitufo can't be used. So mela, it doesn't have pidiyo at all. This is the end of Perek Shishi. And now we'll start Perek Shvi, the last Perek in the Masechta. Yesh b'kodshe mizbech ma'sheim b'kodshe bedek habayis. V'yesh b'kodshe bedek habayis ma'sheim b'kodshe mizbech. These two in Yonim of Kodshe Mizbech and Kodshe bedek habayis we've discussed a lot through the Masechtis of Erechin and Temura. Now we're going to have lists of Choyme V'Kal in each of the categories. What is one of the Chilukim? Kodshe HaMizbech Oisim Temura, a behemoth Kedush Sagof, that has Kedush of a carbon proper, can make Temura. V'Chayov and Aleim, when they're Shechted as a carbon, they have in the context of the carbon, the Chalois of Issa Krisus, of Vishum Pigal Noise V'Tomei. Only a carbon has pigel, of course. Only a carbon that was kosher, the leftover basar noisar, has the isekaris of achilas noisar. And a tomei shochel sakodesh is only a behemoth, which is a proper carbon, has an isa with a chayim of chavi krisus. Vlodom v'chalov and also lacha pidyoinom. The loch is that a behemoth that had pidyo, became a bamum and had a pidyo, the vlad that was there before, it's still shaykh to kedusha. The pidyon is only chal on the gufa behema sheyotze, not on the chol of sheboy, and not on the vlad which is already besoicha, was already misaberes. So therefore, lach b'yoinim, the vlad v'chalovim is still awesome. Obviously, what we're saying is that vlad v'chalovim that were created completely after the pidyon are of course mutter. V'ashoichtem b'chutz, we're talking over here before pidyon behema of kedusha haguf. Has a choymer that the shchita of it is chayiv, that's a disease of shchita chutz. It's roil the carbon and it was huva b'chutz. Ve'noisnim mehem lu'umonim. One can't give it to umonim, crafts workers that are working on the Beis HaMikdash. So even though you're allowed to use money of bedek habayis to pay the workers, and it's yotzal l'chulim with the fact that the Hegdash owes the money to the electricians or whoever else is working in the Beis HaMikdash, but not the behemoth of Kedushas HaGuf. Masha'enki mekodesh b'edek habayis, all these dinim are not negeah.